I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In Afghanistan, the members of the Upper House of Parliament held a one-day walkout today. It was a protest of the increasing number of civilian casualties in the Afghan conflict. More than 1,400 civilians have been killed so far this year in the country. That's up 40% over the same period last year. U.S. commanders say the issue of civilian deaths is crucial in the battle for hearts and minds. But it's easier to identify the problem than it is to solve it. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from northeastern Afghanistan.
The story of Muhammad Akbar begins at a military checkpoint in his hometown of Kunduz. He was stopped at a joint American-Afghan roadblock after a bomb had exploded nearby. The soldiers searched his car. Then something went wrong and the shooting started. Akbar took two bullets in his arm and another in his chest.
When I was shot at, I thought I would die because my hand was hit by two bullets and then my armpit. Then I thought that the third bullet is near to my heart. I thought I'm not going to stay alive. I will die.
The smoke cleared and the soldiers realized their mistake. But Akbar says they offered him no help. It was other Afghans who rushed him to the hospital. That was 5 years ago. Today, Akbar sits in a park in Kunduz as he tells his story. He moves his disabled left arm from one position to another in his lap. He's been trying to get compensation for his medical treatment and his destroyed car, but it's been a struggle.
It is 5 years that nobody has come to ask me how I'm doing. He says I went to the police chief, I went to the governor of Kunduz and complained to them about the incident. But they said that, oh, come on, take it easy. You're alive. That's the most important thing.
Akbar has found himself lost in a system he doesn't understand. At first, he says he got an official letter about the incident from an American soldier. Then another took the letter away. German troops took control of the base in Kunduz 2 months after the shooting. Akbar went to appeal to them, but he says no one had any idea what he was talking about.
Before the incident, I knew the foreigners and the foreign military, they do have respect to the human rights and they will treat people in the best way. But what they did to me, that proved that they have no respect. And now, and after the incident, everybody knows that how Americans treat people.
In fact, the U.S. Congress, the U.S. military, and NATO have allocated millions of dollars for the compensation of civilian casualties. But money can't bring anyone back to life, says General Richard Blanchet, a spokesman for the NATO-led stabilization force in Afghanistan.
You know, I have three children, and, you know, somebody would drop a bomb on my house, you know, I would have a hard time accepting X amount of dollars or Afghani for compensation. We truly recognize the limits of this, but it is not something to neglect either, because it is a small part of the reconciliation process at that level that has to be happening.
Blanchet says that battlefield objectives are rarely worth the price if they cause civilian death and lead to a loss of public support. He says Taliban insurgents are using the issue to inflame public opinion, even though all the statistics suggest that the Taliban are responsible for most of the civilian deaths. As for Muhammad Akbar, Blanchet admits it's difficult for Afghans to navigate the complicated array of foreign troops here. Some American forces operate in Afghanistan apart from the NATO-led coalition. Each of NATO's 26 countries has its own policy, or lack of one, for compensating civilians. And it's still a war, and civilians will still get caught in it. There was another checkpoint shooting here in Kunduz only last month. This one occurred in a joint German-Afghan roadblock. The soldiers had a tip that a gray Toyota might be carrying explosives. Sure enough, a Toyota approached the checkpoint at about 9 o'clock that night. A spokesman for the base, Jürgen Fischer, explains what happened next.
First, the car stopped because of the signs given by the policeman, and then started again. And they shot warning fire.
Fisher says the car disregarded the warning shots and the soldiers concluded that they were under attack and opened fire.
This was a clear situation for the soldiers. They only did what they learned, just to protect their colleagues and comrades and to save their lives. And they went to the car and had a look at the situation, and they found the family in the car.
The car was crammed with women and children on the way home from an engagement party. A 30-year-old woman and two kids died. Germany has no official policy for civilian casualties, but the Germans quickly contacted a tribal elder and arranged to apologize for the accident. They were advised to pay $20,000 in compensation, and they did. But the woman's family can't understand how the soldiers could have made such a mistake. The victim's brother, Adam Khan, says the soldiers shouldn't have been so trigger-happy. He asks, how could they not see who was in the car? He says that before the killing, he thought international forces were here to help, but now he's not sure. Still, Adam Khan says he won't take vengeance, not because of the money, but because the soldiers apologized. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Kunduz, Afghanistan.